Thanks. Time of the morning where we talk with people and we really grill them. And I thought Kirk Brown, Rebuilding Together, we'd really throw the hammer down this morning and grill him big time.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Welcome again. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here again this morning.
And I know you had some good results from our big event that happened earlier in the month of May, the Big Give, didn't you?
Yes, it was a fantastic day. We had great number of donations, and then we were super fortunate. So this being the 10th year of the Big Give, the Fremont Area Community Foundation decided to give away a $10,000 endowment. And of the, what were there, 78 nonprofits that were part of the event? Out of those 78, the ones that got 25 unique donations of $25 or more were entered into a drawing for this endowment fund. And I think there were like about a dozen of us, that qualified, and we were the lucky winners of the drawing.
That's awesome.
So that was super exciting. And we're, you know, so thankful to the Community Foundation and Melissa Deers and their board for all that they do. I mean, that was just really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same day that we found that out, we found out we were awarded a $45,000 grant from the Sherwood Foundation. So that was exciting. And then a week later, we got another grant from the Housing Assistance Council to do a veterans house up in Dodge. So it sounds like we're rolling in money, but no, you know, we still have a waiting list of people that need work done. And, you know, the demand is so great. So, you know, we take whatever we can get.
Yeah. And you can never count on those grants to just be there automatically. It's
no.
Just kind of, just kind of happens. And
exactly.
So, wow. That's awesome though.
Yeah.
To get, and those monies, like you said, are pretty much already spoken for, aren't
right,
they?
Right, yeah. You know, we've got so many projects, and, you know, and they aren't inexpensive. I mean, this grant that we got for this veteran in Dodge, I mean, it's a over $25,000 grant. I mean, he's got water coming into his basement, which has created mold, and, you know, and so we're taking the steps to make sure the water doesn't come in anymore. And then once we get that done, then going in and doing the mold abatement. And those are expensive projects. They're, you know, over $10,000. The two parts of it each are over $10,000. So it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. But, it's just, gratifying to see that you're able to get those things done.
It is, you know, and changing those people's lives and allowing them to stay in their homes longer and increasing the value of their home. And there's just, you know, so many good things about it.
Yeah. If you don't mind, just maybe just review for our listeners, if they've never heard what Rebuilding Together does, those, the kind of projects
sure.
that you actually
sure.
work on.
So our primary, tax that we do is doing, home repairs and renovations for qualified low-income people for health and safety reasons at no cost to the homeowners. So it's a, you know, low-income homeowner. They have to qualify, according to, average median income information. And then, you know, we do things like, you know, if they need a new roof, if they need a handicap ramp, if they need to have a bathroom refitted to a walk-in shower from a traditional bathtub, anything to make the home healthier and safer.
Yeah, and you can't always do that by yourself. You need some help with volunteers, too.
Right, right. And so, you know, one of the other things that we do and where we can really use volunteers right now, we have started purchasing rundown rental properties, and we go in and fix them up ourselves. And renovate them, and then we sell them to a qualified first-time home buyer. So creating affordable housing. And so, yeah, we can always use people that have construction skills to help with that. You know, and don't be afraid, you know, if you're thinking about it, if you don't be afraid if you think, you know, well, I'm not a contractor. You don't have to be that. You have to be better than me. I always say I know the difference between a hammer and a screwdriver, but it doesn't go much further. You have to be a step better than me.
Right.
But you don't have to be a master craftsman. And you don't have to work 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. You know, I mean, if we've got a project, we'll call you. And if you're available, great. If you're not available, we understand. We'll call you the next time. So it's, you know, it's totally on the volunteers to, you know, how much they want to work and when they want to work. So, you know, we appreciate any help we can get.
Yeah, if you can, just maybe get your name on the list. And again, like you said, you're not committed all the way, but it'd be nice to have you every once in a while.
Yep. I mean, just every so often, there's a day where we need a couple extra hands, and you know, and we'll start calling and looking for somebody. So,
yeah. Best ways to reach Rebuilding Together, Platte Valley East?
You can call us in our office, which is 402-727-7047. Our website is RebuildingTogetherPVE, and again, that always stands for Platte Valley East. So RebuildingTogetherPVE.org. And you can volunteer, you can sign up to be a volunteer online. If you're someone who thinks that you would qualify for our assistance, our homeowner application is online, or you can always just call us and we can get one to you if, yeah, you know, if you're not computer savvy.
Good deal. Well, Kirk, thank you for the update and congratulations again on that big give award.
That comes in handy. That was super awesome.